In 1918, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the guns fell silent. A silence complete, except for weeping. Tears shed for a generation, for 60,000 Canadian lives blown like chaff across the killing fields of France and Belgium. And war's havoc raged again. In 39, the screaming terror of Blitzkrieg torched Europe.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
In the Far East, boys from Winnipeg and Montreal stood and fell in the defense of Hong Kong. Soon, Dieppe claimed its place in the chorus of the Canadian Requiem. In Sherman and Churchill tanks, in the cockpits of Spitfires and Lancasters, and on the gun platforms of corvettes, mile after mile through Italy and Sicily, through France and Germany, through Holland, over oceans deep and cold, across dark or blazing skies. 40,000 Canadians had fallen by the end of it.
Here is special news. The surrender of Germany brought the war in Europe to a formal end after 5 years, 8 months, and 6 days.
The maple leaves have turned from green to red 100,000 times. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the guns fell silent.
I remember that instant when the guns fell silent. I stood in a trench 8 feet deep, ice and mud up to my ankles, my bare and frozen hands clutching my rifle, the fear of dying as strong as ever. When the guns fell silent, I heard no cheers. I heard moans and cries of injured comrades, long drowned out by the terrifying bombardments. I heard the wind, sounding like the last breaths of the many who had perished beside me. I heard a stuttered, sobbing thanks to God that this war was over, when the guns fell silent. And when the guns fell silent, I heard a woman whom I had never met speak my name with great love. I heard a child not yet conceived call me father. I heard my voice, raspy with great age, speaking to children who would call me grandpa. I heard my future, my family's future, the future of generations to come and for which so many had fought and died. I heard the past few years and the many years to come. I heard them both, hell and heaven, when the guns fell silent.
Thank you. 98.1 CHFI remembers the men and women who have served and continue to serve our country so that we may live in peace. Thank you.